In the broadcast news business, deadlines matter. But not all cultures feel that way about deadlines. And the Harvard Business Review has been looking into that. Senior editor Kurt Nikisch is with us now. Kurt, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
So to most Americans, it seems like deadlines are a pretty clear concept. A project or a meeting or a radio show has to happen by a certain time. But it appears that is interpreted very differently in different cultures.
Yeah, because different cultures view time differently. You know, deadlines are a function of time and achievement by that point in time. But Western cultures, for instance, see time as more linear and limited. Other cultures see time as cyclical and non-definite. And so getting something done on time to someone else in another culture might be not be as important as getting something done in the right way.
So when you say Western cultures, I think there's probably a large degree of variation even among Western cultures. I know that there's something called Puerto Rico time, where they're a little, maybe they're 15 minutes later than they otherwise would be. What are the places in the world that are most strict about their deadlines and which places are not?
You just talked about a very important point, because Puerto Rican time is different than maybe what somebody pictures an American's value of time, right? Even though it's part of the United States.
Right.
And so I lived in Switzerland for a while, which I would say is a country that really valued time a lot. Punctuality was important. If you looked at all the clocks on public buildings, they were all synchronized, right? None of them were off. But Switzerland, of course, has 4 different languages and different cultures. And we've actually published an article recently on HBR.org that actually talks about how the differences within cultures shouldn't be underestimated, because they're often bigger than the differences between cultures. All that said, a country like Switzerland may be more productive, where in a country like India, valuing relationships, doing things the right way may be more important than just making sure you hit this, what to somebody is just this arbitrary time post.
So productivity can be down in places that don't adhere to deadlines as closely. Are there any upsides of not caring as much about deadlines?
Yeah. So productivity is, of course, a very specific economic term that has like built-in assumptions about, you know, more, faster, cheaper, better, right? But in some of these other cultures, it's, you know, to be rude to somebody, to end a conversation just so you make it to a meeting on time wouldn't necessarily be doing something the right way. So it's about relationships. It's about social responsibility and sustainability. And it's interesting. I spoke to 3 business school students this morning, so people who are graduating now from MBA programs. And I don't think I heard one of them say productivity. I heard them say things like social responsibility, peers, stakeholders, things like that.
If you are a deadline person and you're dealing with a non-deadline person,
yeah.
Any tips?
Yeah. So number one, do your homework. Try to get a sense of that person's culture, but also that person's the culture of that industry, the culture of where that person is inside that culture. Also communicate within the context of culture. If you know that you're working with a team in the United States that's hitting this deadline, which is really important, and you're working with a team somewhere else in the world, they need to know that not making this deadline will actually damage relationships, and that's important to them.
Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, will link you to more about this, fascinating, at our website, hereandnow.org. Kurt, thanks.
You got it.